Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday afternoon. In studio with us is Dr. Ann Garvey. She's with the Iowa Department of Public Health. And Steve Mandernach is from the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals. And we're going to be talking about feeling queasy. That's so easy, right? I know. Bad. Welcome, guys, to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So how are things at the old Department of Public Health these days?
Well, we keep busy. Unfortunately, Iowans continue to get sick with all sorts of different infectious diseases. Today we're here talking about enteric diseases, so diarrhea and vomiting. And it's certainly something that tends to increase in the summer months. And
really?
So
okay, yeah. Why would that be? Is it because undercooked food maybe on the grill, or is it maybe going to one of our fine, pristine lakes and ingesting all kinds of good stuff there, or what?
Well, it's certainly possible to be any of those reasons, but generally it's people who aren't quite cooking that meat to the right temperature. Maybe they're leaving that food out too long in the summer heat. A combination of those things, as well as just doing cross-contamination in their own kitchen.
So. Yeah. You got to be wary of this kind of stuff. You know, I love it when I go to the grocery store, don't you? And they say, do you want your chicken double wrapped and bagged and put into lead containers? What? My gosh.
It could definitely help. You don't want it in the same bag as your produce.
Apparently not. You know, anyway. So people do get ill often from foodborne illnesses and all kinds of things. We had news stories not long ago about Chipotle. They had horrible things going on there. I think they traced it back to produce issues, Listeria, and all kinds of things that are negative. And so you're here to kind of unveil something relatively new through the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals and the Iowa Department of Public Health. What is it?
Sure. Well, last fall we unveiled a new 800 number to make it easier for Iowans to report illness. So it's 1-844-IOWA-SICK, S-I-C. If you dial the K, it'll work too.
There you go.
So it's pretty easy. And this particular number goes to a group of public health specialists in the department that will help individuals report and also help educate them about foodborne illness, help them know more about whether they have an illness, and then help also figure out if we have a potential illness, where might have that have come from?
Yeah, that's kind of the forensic side of this. Where did all this, I'm not feeling well, things are not going well, where did this come from?
Right, that's our goal. Like Steve mentioned, we just want to try to pick up on outbreaks to make sure that we're keeping additional people from getting sick. If there is some type of product that's contaminated, Steve and his counterparts really work to get that product out of the marketplace or out of the facility so there aren't additional people getting sick. So again, the whole goal is to figure out, do we have an outbreak, and try and take the steps that need to be taken to stop others from getting ill.
And we've seen this happen over the course of several years. I think there was chocolate chip ice cream or chocolate chip something not too very long ago that was causing some illnesses, and it came from an Iowa plant, I think in Grimes maybe, as a matter of fact. I may be incorrect on that, but there was something like that going around. When those things happen and when there are issues with regard to food and possible contamination of food, who raises the flag on that?
We work together on a daily basis to try to understand what's making people sick, where those illnesses are occurring.
Right.
There's actually over 100 outbreaks that are investigated each year in Iowa, so there's a pretty significant amount of illnesses. If we look at individual cases of disease, we have about 500 to 600 cases of salmonella each year, a couple hundred cases of E. coli. And so this is something that really impacts a lot of Iowans. And so we work together on a daily basis to try to figure this out.
And not only impacts Iowans themselves, but also impacts, because this is the Business News Hour, it impacts productivity at the businesses wherever they happen to be. So if you're taking off a couple of days because you're ill, because you've got a foodborne illness, it's not very good for whomever you're working with and or for, especially if you own your own business and you end up having that happen. I can speak from experience, all right? Years ago when I was rodeoing, this is just another crazy story, Diane. But anyway, I was at Cheyenne, Frontier Days, and I got into some bad stuff, and I was down for like 2 days. It's tough.
easily.
It really is. It's nothing to laugh at because people can get violently ill with this stuff.
It really can make people real sick. There are some things like norovirus that people will recover from in a day or two, and it usually doesn't have any long-term health effects. But things like E. coli or Salmonella can have more severe health complications that are very, very much more long-standing. And so,
and when we turn our attention to the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, your job, I suspect, is to go out there and also make sure that restaurants and other facilities out there, long-term health care facilities and on and on and on, are doing what they should be doing to protect their customers and or residents, correct?
Absolutely. Every day we're out there inspecting those establishments, working with them to find better methods to do their work, and also helping to communicate new developments in science. Every year we learn more and more about what can cause people to become sick, and that's an excellent opportunity for us to educate our operators across the state.
That's the voice of Stephen Mandernick, ladies and gentlemen, and also with us is Dr. Ann Garvey from the Iowa Department of Public Health. One of the things that I was in D.C. last week, and there's some folks crowing about the fact that they have reduced regulations, unnecessary regulations in the workplace, and which is an interesting thing, but it depends on what you think is unnecessary as you go through this. With regard to rules and regulations through the Iowa Department of Public Health and also Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals, this is really about protecting Iowans. It's not, I mean, you don't go into a restaurant or you don't to close them down. The idea is to assist them in doing a better job. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. We want them to produce the best quality product they can, and that something that will be good for everyone to eat, and wholesome products.
Yeah. Doctor, when you're doing this and you're told that, okay, there's a foodborne illness of some kind out there, how long does it take? And I suspect it's different with each case. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to sometimes find the source of that?
Like you mentioned, it's different from situation to situation. Generally, we try to get test results. We work with our state hygienic lab, our public health laboratory, to get those test results in the first couple of days. And right. So sometimes it's very obvious and we pick it up within hours. Sometimes it takes us a few days to kind of find that specific product that everyone has in common in their kind of food history.
In their food history. Yep.
The one thing we can tell you is it's typically not the last meal you ate. It's the most common misconception.
Right. That's
right. The last food.
It is.
Yep. A few illnesses can get you sick within 6 hours. So most of them take at least 6 to 18 days.
So there's
to
been something
multiple days.
Going on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's always good to know. Yeah. So then you don't start necessarily with, I just had a someplace, and you can maybe go beyond that.
We typically ask for at least 3 days of food history, and we may work our way back depending on what we're suspecting.
Now, the new way to get a hold of information and help with regard to this, by the way, once again, that number is 844-IOWA-SICK. We will have the transliteration of that as well as the numbers on our radio blog, so you'll be able to find this. What kinds of things are you often asked when you get a phone call there?
Yeah, we'll want to know when you first started getting sick. That helps us understand how long ago you could have ate that bad product. We'll want to know what types of symptoms you have, because sometimes that helps us understand whether you have a virus or a bacteria that's making you sick. And then we definitely want to know what you've eaten for the last 3 days, like Steve said. That's really important information, because as we start comparing across multiple people that are sick, we're looking for those common food items. So,
at what point during this whole investigative procedure, when you're talking to a person on the telephone, and at what point do you say, you better go to the doctor?
Sure. We recommend that if anyone has any significant health concerns, they absolutely consult their healthcare provider at any time. But certainly if someone's got bloody diarrhea, they're having profuse vomiting that isn't stopping, if they're very dehydrated, anytime they start to have very severe symptoms or concerns, we always recommend that they talk to their healthcare provider.
Yeah, get help and get help almost immediately. Preventative measures. Steve, what can we do to prevent this kind of a situation in our families?
Sure. I think the first thing to think about is keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a big basic step.
Okay, so when keeping cold foods cold, hot foods hot, so after you cook whatever and you have leftovers, how at what temperature do they need to be before you throw them in the refrigerator?
Well, actually, throw them in the refrigerator as soon as possible.
Really?
The refrigerator will help in that cooling process.
Yeah.
The other thing is to think about what you're putting it in the refrigerator. You don't want to put a big kettle full of barbecue or a chili in the refrigerator that's hot. You want to actually take that into a flatter container that will cool more quickly.
Oh.
So those sort of things can really help get that temperature
down
quickly.
Because if that hot thing is going in,
yep.
Yeah, the core still remains warm and can then breed bacteria, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, science 101. I remember that.
You already hit on cross-contamination. That's right. A huge issue. You want to keep those raw foods separate from those ready-to-eat foods. Also think about your utensils, your knives, your cutting boards, yeah. And those sorts of things. Make sure those remain separate. The last thing we'd say is make sure you cook to the right temperature. So when you're cooking those meat products, make sure they get up to the kill temperature, 160 in ground beef, you know, on up, depending on what you're looking at. So do those sort of things. And, of course, you know, we can't say enough, wash your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, wash your hands. You know, meat thermometers are really a great invention, and they have such good ones now, and you don't have to pay a lot of money for them, but right there on the side of the little thermometer, you know, we have several at our home and use them with some regularity. Our daughter is very picky about that chicken must be 180 degrees on the inside. You know, and so we get it. But that is another way in which you can, especially during barbecue season, because sometimes the outside of whatever it is that you're cooking looks done, but on the inside, maybe not so much.
And, you know, temperature is not a good indicator of whether or not you're at that safe temperature.
Mm.
That's the real thing that most people think. You know, if it's not red, it's fine. Well, that's not the case. That's
case.
A very deceiving item.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you guys for doing this. Once again, it is, if you're feeling queasy, you got a friend out there. It's 844-IOWA-SICK. That's Iowa, S-I-C. We will transliterate that into real numbers for you. And so should you have some of this concern or should you have a need to find out more, we will direct you to the accurate place where you can find out more information. Ann Garvey, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Where'd you go to school?
I'm actually a veterinarian, so I went to Iowa State University.
Get out of here. Good for you.
Went to University of Iowa for master's work as well. So both schools, and I went to undergrad at Loras College.
Dubuque is a nice place to
it's
be.
It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it is a beautiful city. Veterinary, you know, God bless you because what a great calling that happens to be. And Steve, where are you from?
I grew up in South Dakota. I've been in Iowa for almost 20 years now. Went to Buena Vista undergrad and Drake Law.
So there you go. You're almost an Iowan.
Getting close.
Getting close. All right. Thanks so very much for coming in and doing this. We really do appreciate it. Denise Essman, thank you for sending us these folks as well. All right. We've got to clear out of here. Why? Because we've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. And did the stocks go up, down, stay in the middle? We'll tell you more when the Business News Hour continues.